The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 4, Scene 23. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Claire Boswell with Style Weekly.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
And I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
And we're going to start off with a review of Dance Nation, which is playing at Theater Lab through August 3rd. A dance team prepares for the finals while expressing their personal feelings about their adolescent longings and burgeoning sexuality. Since this show is a lot about women, why don't we let the women start with it, and then Rich, you and I will respond to what we thought.
I'll start because from an older woman's perspective, I thought it was a very unusual perspective of female empowerment. Sometimes shocking, sometimes made you cringe. I thought it was a very well done show, kept me on the edge of my seat. And speaking of the edge of the seat, if you sat in the second row, you got a little extra jolt there, which I absolutely
from a subwoofer
adored.
They had a subwoofer under the seat.
I loved that aspect of it.
After I saw the show, I spoke to a friend who's a couple of decades or so younger, and she had a totally different perspective than I did, because in my day, we didn't talk about menstruation and masturbation so openly. What was your perspective being younger?
My perspective was that it did ring true to what I experienced as a young person in the 90s. Not only was it that I could believe that people, that 13-year-olds would be talking about those things and using that language, but I think that the way that it's written, it actually really is the way that a 13-year-old would use those words, you know, like in a string, as angrily as possible, and kind of over the top. So yeah, I felt like it was pretty real.
So what do the guys think about it?
I really enjoyed the show. I also think it was a pretty realistic portrayal of how young people, I guess, talk in this day and age. But I don't know if it was the direction or the script, but parts of it left me really guessing. Like, I don't understand the vampire bit.
She cuts herself one time and then nobody addresses it and she's bleeding.
Accurate.
Especially in the dance world, young
girls hiding things from each other. Maybe you see it, but you don't know if you can talk about it. And she's not going to bring it up.
And we're talking about the character Zuzu, played by Trinity Pearson, who at one point cut herself, at another point was throwing herself against the wall. It was odd that it wasn't addressed in some way. It just happened, we saw it, and then nothing else. The vampire bit was also kind of really weird, but I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too. Overall, no, I had a good time. I thought that Lydia Hines as Amina, the lead, I thought that she was really strong. I've seen her before. She was actually in another piece that reminds me of this one, and people compare
The Wolves.
Yeah. And she was great in that too.
Right. Amber Marie Martinez.
Her monologue.
Oh,
was
my
amazing.
God.
Yeah.
That to me was the most memorable single moment or string of moments in the entire show.
And I also want to mention somebody who had kind of all of the small roles was Maggie McGurn. She played a character Vanessa at the beginning of the show, and at that point I believed that she was 13, and then she was everybody's mom, and in these ways that were sort of just delightfully distinct. I thought she did an amazing job with that.
You know, it's interesting, I did hear something from someone in town that technically the script is written with those girls, they're all supposed to be around 13, played from anywhere from 18 to 50.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because this production, they were all probably under 40. So you got the feeling they were kind of youngish. But to see a woman who was maybe 55 doing that, then you see that this is kind of more universal to women of all generations, which kind of was missed because of that. I thought the show was very well done. I didn't really like it. It's one of those plays, kind of like The Wolves, where it's not about narrative. It's about character. And you basically have these people expressing how they feel, but there's not, I mean, there was a little lame plot about them getting ready for the finals, but that took a backseat to all their angst.
I didn't have a problem with that. I thought that the plot about getting to finals was almost like a MacGuffin, I guess. We're talking about theater, not a movie here, but I felt like it was like the thing that they were trying to go for, but the real story was in the struggles that they went through in pursuit of that and the things that they discovered about themselves in pursuit of that. There is some female nudity, and I thought it was really well done. I thought that
it's very casual, it's offhand,
it's
in a locker room, essentially.
Nobody's reacting in any kind of a way. The characters are not being super sexualized. They're not being sexualized at all. Actually, they really are just humans with bodies changing clothes.
That's
and there's
very
some
realistic,
humor, too.
That is the way you behave in the dance studio locker room.
Yeah.
But the way she held the bag of chips in front, that was just
a little comedy moment. It was great.
I just want to also mention there is a lot of R-rated language, so yes. If anyone is a little bit squeamish about that sort of thing, they might be a little upset.
Yeah, this is not the show you want to take your 13-year-old to.
So, Jalinda, as a resident dance expert, what did you make of the dance in the show?
I prefer concert-type dance and choreography, even, you know, musical theater, rather than competitive dance, which I avoid like the plague. However, I thought that it was done really well here.
So basically what I'm hearing is three of you really loved the show and I kind of liked it.
Sure, I liked it. I thought it was interesting.
I don't know if love is the right word, but I thought it was really well done and it was very interesting and it was quite different.
And we have been talking about Dance Nation, which is playing for one final week at Theater Lab through August 3rd. So I'm here with Priyanka Shetty now. Actually, I'm not with her. She is in Charlottesville. We're talking via telephone. She is the writer and the one person in the show, The Elephant in the Room, which will be playing at Firehouse Theater August 10th and 11th. Welcome to Curtain Call, Priyanka, from Charlottesville, I'm assuming?
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Jerry.
Priyanka is at University of Virginia, and you just graduated with an MFA, correct?
That's right. I recently graduated with my Master of Fine Arts in acting, and now I'm getting into teaching, too.
First, I guess, give us a little thumbnail summary of what it is, and then tell us how that came about.
It's a story about my transition from India to America and all the highs and lows associated with my struggle back in India.
And how did this show come about?
So it actually started off as a speech of passionate concern that I wrote for drama class, and all of my classmates really liked it, and they thought I should make it a video so that it would go viral.
And how did you develop it into the play that's now touring, obviously coming to Richmond?
I've done it a couple of times, 7 or 8 times now, and each time it's evolved further. I make new discoveries with new audiences, because the audience is literally my scene partner in this.
What are some of the primary things that I'm assuming you say were things that were shocking or upsetting or surprising about your transition into living in the United States?
Everything from, you know, some of the smaller things like, oh, driving on the right side. So smaller things like that, which are more amusing and observational, to other things that I didn't expect, like how my being different would be referred to as otherness in an academic environment. There is something deeper in the sense that people think that I'm not equal, that we need to become American to be accepted here, especially, you know, in the acting environment that I'm involved in.
That's why I was surprised, actually, when you said that. I thought, well, you know, you would think in the arts, and especially at a university like UVA, that they would be pretty accepting and open to diversity and different culture.
Exactly, and it caught me off guard, and I was like, okay, so if I'm experiencing this at a top-level university, then how many other international students are undergoing things that they're not talking about? And that is the elephant in the room.
So tell me about what people can expect to see when they see the show. I know it's a one-woman show, so it's pretty much you, and I'm assuming there's some props, and you just, do you talk? You mentioned, I think, there's the audience is part of the show, too?
It's a little meta in the sense that it's literally me, my character, getting ready to go on stage. So I'm in the dressing room, and the audience is with me, and we are running over scenes before I actually go to perform.
If someone was considering coming to see this show, how would you sum it up?
Well, prepare to be uncomfortable, because I speak a lot of truths. But at the same time, I really think there's some level in, you know, when you indulge in this kind of truth-telling, there are a lot of barriers that are dropped. And we can all just cut out the bullshit and really talk about things that really need to be spoken about. And even though this is a one-person show, I really believe it's a dialogue between whoever's in the audience and the performer. So, yes, it is humorous. It is fun, I hope. So, yeah, be ready for a roller coaster ride.
All right. Terrific. So there is an audience talk back or interaction after the performance itself, too?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Great. Great. I've been talking with Priyanka Shetty, who is the actor and the writer in The Elephant in the Room, which will be playing at Firehouse Theater, 7:30 p.m. on August 10th and 4 p.m. matinee on August 11th. And obviously, you can go to Firehouse's website to get more information. Priyanka, thank you very much, and we look forward to welcome you in Richmond.
Thank you so so much, Jerry.
That's it for this week's Curtain Call. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Claire Boswell with Style Weekly.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
And I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
And we'll be back in 2 weeks to kick off the fifth season of Curtain Call. We want to thank Open Source RVA and WRIR for supporting us all these years, and we'll see you back in 2 weeks.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theatre Critics Circle website at artsies.org.